Upon completing my temporary job at the U.S. Supreme Court on Capitol Hill, I decided to apply for a job position at the Personnel Office in the U.S. House of Representatives, the Rayburn House Office Building, RHOB, on Capitol Hill. This decision was influenced by a chance encounter with Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who recommended that I explore job opportunities in the Rayburn House Office Building. To familiarize myself with Capitol Hill, I did extensive research on the Capitol Hill complex, which encompasses notable landmarks such as the Senate and House Office Buildings, the Supreme Court, and the three libraries of Congress. The Thomas Jefferson Building, the John Adams Building, and the James Madison Memorial Building. Apart from the familiar landmarks like the congressional offices, the court, and the libraries, there are other noteworthy sites within the Capitol Hill area, such as the Marine Barracks, the Washington Navy Yard, and the Congressional Cemetery. I hopped on the 32 Friendship Heights bus and made my way to the personnel office of the Rayburn House Office Building in the U.S. House of Representatives to request and submit a job application. A week later, I was called in for an interview, but unfortunately, the position required a college degree and some prior work experience. However, the resourceful human resources specialist, Jim Cohen, proposed an alternative solution. He was convinced that I could gain valuable skills and knowledge through volunteering. Without hesitation, I agreed to his suggestion. As a volunteer staff assistant, I dedicated my time between two congressmen's offices, former U.S. Congressman Peter H. Kostmayer, DPA, and U.S. Congressman Willie Gathrill Bill Hefner, DNC. From 8 to 12 p.m., I worked for Kostmayer. Lunch break 12 to 1 p.m. From 1 to 4 p.m., I worked for Hefner. My responsibilities included inputting constituents' names into their computer data systems and performing light receptionist duties, such as welcoming guests and managing a multi-line telephone system. I quickly learned the efficiency of typing telephone messages instead of relying on handwritten notes, allowing me to gather more information accurately. Through this experience, I gained a wealth of knowledge about computer systems and their functions. I am thankful for the advice my mother imparted on the importance of dressing professionally during my time working at the Supreme Court and the congressmen's offices. My outfits received many compliments. It was evident that they appreciated my smart appearance. My polished appearance is deeply influenced by the essential lessons taught to me by the matriarchs in the housing projects, especially my mother. She emphasized the importance of dressing appropriately for work, helping me understand that, as an African American, society often forms judgments based on appearance. In order to navigate this reality successfully, I prioritized presenting myself in a tidy and sophisticated manner, avoiding anything that could be seen as sloppy or unprofessional. Due to my commitment to volunteer work at the congressional offices, I had to make a significant change in my lifestyle. Thus, I could no longer engage in the sale of cannabis bags late at night on a weekday, as I needed to prioritize getting enough rest to be fully prepared for early morning volunteer duties. Selling cannabis became my lucrative side hustle, so abandoning my involvement in the cannabis trade proved to be a financial setback, leaving me without a source of income and unable to afford bus fare for my volunteer work on Capitol Hill. Feeling desperate and in need of guidance, I approached Mr. Jim Cohen to seek his advice on a solution to my predicament of needing additional income. Thanks for listening to Mia Z. Edwards, Diaries. Memoir, Mischief Never Sleeps. See you tomorrow.